This is Pastor Jeff Chavis, the pastor of Church Online, an online community of faith that you can find at churchonline.com, but we spell that a little uniquely. We spell it CHRCH online because we say all that's missing is you. This morning, I want to talk about a faith that we share, a shareable faith, I guess you'd say. I was reading in the scripture, and there's a verse that kind of jumped out at me. If you've been around a long time and have listened to me before, one of the things I love and the things that jump out at me in scripture are those times that we find people praying in the scripture, specifically at what they are praying for. The Apostle Paul has several occasions where he's writing his letters and he's telling people about what he's praying for. This one, and this is the little letter called Philemon or Philemon, and he says, "I thank my God, making mention of you always in my prayers." And that's a phrase that he uses several times. But I want to get into the passage here in just a moment because it's what he says after that just kind of jumped out at me. Again, it made me think, do those sound like my prayers? Am I praying these things? Yes, I love, I'm thanking God for the people that God has placed in my life and thanking God for those other people in ministry and things like that. But the rest of this is something that's really fascinating. But if you don't know, if you're not familiar with this little one, it's one chapter, so it's not chapter 1, verse 4. That's what I just read. There's just Philemon, verse 4. That's all we've got. But if you understand, Philemon was a leader, a church leader. It seems as if he had a church probably meeting in his home. And there was a slave whose name was Onesimus that ran away. Now, in those days, if a slave runs away, depending on the situation, that slave could be sold to someone else, punished severely, even killed. It was a desperate situation. But somehow, and we know how, there are no coincidences with God, Onesimus, the slave, ends up connecting with the Apostle Paul and becoming a follower of Jesus Christ. So this is Paul writing a letter to Philemon, that he's sending along with Onesimus, the runaway slave, and basically saying, hey, you know, this guy's a brother in Christ, treat him well, that kind of thing. But it's the beginning portion that I just read, and the beginning portion where we find that word. Let me read it again. This is Philemon verses 4 through 6. Again, I thank my God, making mention of you always in my prayers, hearing of your love and faith, which you have toward the Lord Jesus and toward all the saints. So the first part of it is that. The first part of it is Paul praising Philemon and I'm assuming the others in his home just for their, because he's using your love and faith, and it's plural, which you have toward the Lord Jesus Christ, talking about them as a group. So it was assumed that this letter would probably be read in the church group that was meeting in their house. So that's what he's thanking God for, their love, their faith that they have toward Jesus. So that's the picture, a group of people who have this tremendous faith, that love toward one another. And then here's the verse that stood out at me, verse 6, that the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. That jumped out to me because I'm interested in evangelism. I'm interested in sharing my faith and being effective, like it says in the statement. So he's thanking God for their love and their faith, and also that their sharing of their faith would become more effective. That's exactly the word that's used there for sharing is the same word that we use for it's koinonia in the Greek, and we use it for fellowship, for partnership. This is what we have together as a group of followers of Jesus. We have that koinonia. That's what it is. So the partnership in the faith, the sharing together of your faith. When we think of those words, we think of sharing our faith maybe with outsiders. Maybe that's part of it, but maybe it's both inside and outside. Because here's the reality. If you have a faith that is worth thanking God for, it's definitely the kind of faith that is shareable, that's worth sharing with somebody else, both inside and outside. And notice the source, because he says that it would be the sharing of your faith will become more effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. The sharing of their faith wasn't necessarily sharing of, I don't know, even the miraculous things that God had done, but it was the acknowledge of every good thing. That seems so simple, doesn't it? Sharing of my faith, according to what Paul is saying and according to what they were doing, is the acknowledgement of the good things which Christ Jesus is doing in you. Now pause for a minute and think about that. What is some of the good that Christ Jesus is doing in you right now? What are some of the good things? Oh, I know, and we've got our prayer request list, and there's a lot of people today, and we have a lot of people that are going through the cancer battle, and I know there are many people that are struggling with that, and our minds have that tendency to go down that road, but we also need to pause regularly and think about it. What are the good things that he's doing? What are the positive things? Got for me, I think about this past week, we celebrated 42 years of marriage with my wife on Tuesday. We had our anniversary, and that's one of the best things in my life is my marriage to my wife, and I just thank God for that. That's one of the things that Christ has done. Christ has made that stronger. I also recognize that Christ has given me ministry to do things to acknowledge him to before people, and he's given me people to do that with, and I thank him for that. But what about you? If you're going to put it into that category, what are the good things in you in Christ Jesus as Paul writes it in that little letter? Now, going back to that statement again, sharing of your faith may become effective. Now, that effectiveness, it doesn't become effective because we get better at making arguments. No, it just becomes effective the more we do it. We are strengthened by it. And it's, you know, it's like I said, a faith that is worth thanking God for is a faith that is shareable, acknowledging him in all that we do. And these are the things that are the things that strengthen our faith when we acknowledge it on a regular basis. And by the way, acknowledging it and sharing it with other people, that's going to strengthen us. But maybe, just maybe, that's the thing somebody else needs to hear today. Maybe there's somebody you know that's going through a great struggle, that's going through a challenge. And I know there's a time that we think of, well, maybe they don't want to hear about the good that the Lord is doing in my life. But you know what? Sometimes that's exactly what they need to hear, is that things in this world are not all bad, that there is good that God is doing in the world. And if we thought about it, there's probably 100 things we could think of, isn't there? There's probably so many things that we could think of. And simply sharing those can become such an incredible catalyst for people coming to know Jesus. So I want to encourage you today, think about that. We'll pray, of course, we'll be praying for that our sharing of our faith will become more effective, and that we will be able to acknowledge every good thing that is in us in Christ Jesus. We'll be praying about that as Paul was praying about that for them.